More than 100,000 temporary laborers come to the U.S. legally each year, many of them to work in agriculture, forestry, and the hospitality industry. To get to the U.S., they pay a battery of fees to foreign recruiters. Critics of the system say it's ripe for abuse and that none of the immigration bills floating around Congress would change that. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has that story.
From the beginning, Sohn, as he asked to be called, was skeptical. When the recruiter approached him in northeastern Thailand, Sohn says he was open to the idea of working in America. Already in his 40s, he was just scraping by on a pineapple farm, desperate to save money to send his two children to college. But Sohn didn't let himself be wooed. He traveled to the recruitment agency's Bangkok office to check them out.
They showed me all the documents.
Sohn even went to the Thai Department of Labor.
They are a legal company approved by the Thai government, and the information about the jobs that they showed me seems real.
The recruiters offered 3 years of work. At $8.24 an hour, that was big money, even with the $11,000 fee the recruiters demanded up front. Sohn handed over his life savings, and his father-in-law mortgaged his farm. In August 2005, Sohn arrived in North Carolina. He shows me a spiral notebook he kept. Neat columns log each day. Sohn cut tobacco leaves at one farm, 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m., then a few more hours at another farm.
As weeks go by, the work becomes less and less. And then by October, I almost stopped working. And the last week of my work, they still owe me the wage.
It turns out the H-2 guest worker program Sohn came in on is seasonal. The job must last less than 1 year, certainly never the 3 years Sohn was promised. Last month, he and 21 other Thai workers sued their recruiters. They accuse agents of Million Express Manpower in both Bangkok and North Carolina of fraud, breach of contract, and illegal trafficking. And that's why Sohn won't let us use his real name. When another worker in the suit spoke to a North Carolina newspaper, the recruiter back in Thailand threatened his family. Lori Elmer at Legal Aid of North Carolina is Sohn's lawyer. She says the recruiters exploited the Thai workers' poverty and indebtedness, telling U.S. growers this was an advantage for them.
In other words, because of the extreme debt that these workers would come into the United States with, they would work hard and scared, and you can be assured they would never quit.
By far, most guest workers in the U.S. are from Mexico. There's corruption there, too, though it tends to be in the hundreds of dollars, not thousands. In recent years, Elmer has seen more guest workers coming from farther away, not just Thailand, but Indonesia, South Africa, Peru. And she says an increasing number of labor brokers are being used to get them here. As for Million Express Manpower in North Carolina, it's out of business. One of the company's principals, Ray Rayner, answered his cell phone but had no comment. So who is in charge of these guest worker programs? Well, it's the U.S. Department of Labor. But a spokeswoman points out there's no provision in the law to monitor overseas recruitment. At least one powerful congressman says that's the heart of the problem.
I think that the Department of Labor has to take responsibility for these workers. We are inviting them. They're called guest workers. This isn't how you treat guests.
George Miller's a Democrat from California and heads the Committee on Education and Labor. He's flabbergasted that even as Congress considers creating a huge new guest worker program, no one's talking about regulating recruitment. So Miller's proposed his own bill. It would hold employers here jointly liable for the actions of the recruiters they hire abroad.
I think you have to try to include the entire system from start to finish. All of the parties have to acknowledge what one of the other parties is doing and take responsibility for that.
There's a bit of hype going on here about the problem.
James Holtz, a consultant to the National Council of Agricultural Employers. He says many guest workers are brought in for the same jobs year after year with no problems at all. That means only a few thousand are actively recruited. And considering the vast majority of agricultural workers are illegal, employers who use the guest worker program believe they're doing the right thing. Holt finds Miller's proposal for regulation unrealistic.
The real question is, how can the U.S. employer ensure compliance of a foreign agent with a U.S. law in a foreign country. They can't. That's the problem.
The U.S. State Department tries. Consulates will ask someone applying for a guest worker visa how much they paid a recruitment company. And labor contractor Libby Whitley has seen the government take action.
You hear that such and such a company was caught charging excessive amounts or selling visas, as it's sometimes described, and the consulate suspended them. They've kicked them out. They won't do business with them.
But lawyer Lori Elmer says the embassy in Bangkok never asked Soane and the other Thai workers how much they'd paid. And even if they had,
the workers had actually received in writing an order not to disclose the actual amount that they had paid in recruitment fees.
They were told to lie.
They were told to lie.
Soane is now living in the Washington, D.C. area with a special visa for victims of trafficking. He's still angry he fell for a scam. But Soane says people in rural Thailand routinely pay smaller fees to work in countries like Taiwan or Israel. So the bigger fee he paid made a certain sense.
I thought that the wage in the U.S. is higher than those countries. And also, everybody wants to come to America.
Soane hopes his lawsuit will show others it's not worth the price. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.